Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer in Ice District at Rogers Place. The Edmonton Oilers in a world of hurt trying to turn around their fortunes tonight. It won't be easy. They're playing one of the best teams in the NHL, the Florida Panthers. We are going to head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotliner, and we are joined by our headliner on today's show for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. We welcome to the show Florida Panthers General Manager Bill Zito. Bill, it's Bob Stauffer. Thank you for joining us. How you doing?
Well, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
We got you good.
Good.
It's been quite the season for you. Unfortunately, you had to make a bit of a move on the coaching front, but your team has been, I believe Kevin Weeks deployed the word wagon to describe how you guys have been playing unbelievable at home. You've got to be pretty happy with the results that your team's been able to put together so far this season.
Yeah, we've been pretty good at home, and I think like anyone, any manager probably of any team, you're always looking to improve and to get better, and there's certainly a lot of things we still need to do and a lot of work to be done, but we've gotten some breaks, and a lot of guys have risen to the occasion, and some guys, obviously Huberto's having a heck of a year, and it's been a lot of fun to watch.
Interesting career trajectory, and maybe one that's going to be sort of a reoccurring theme. I mean, you come out of the agency business. You started up Acme. I've already mentioned to the listeners that that's the firm that Marcus Lehto was with, and Marcus is now with Jeff Jackson over at Wasserman. And then you go to the Columbus Blue Jackets as an assistant GM. And I just want to first just talk about being an agent first out in Western Canada, because we have the Bantam draft at 14. You know, the guys that are the bigger players, guys like Jerry Johansson from the Sports Corporation, they're building relationships with families at 12, 13, 14. Now, I know Marcus has got a lot of his better players in Finland, might be a little bit older, but does it give you a bit of advantage, do you think, in terms of, because you're in the assessment of player business as well when you're an agent, and so when you transition into joining a club, you've got that background and that experience because you're representing clients and developing these relationships in some cases at very young ages.
It's funny, when we started, Marcus and I started Acme back in, it was like 95, and we had to do it the scouting way, because who were we? Neither of us had really played. Marcus had a pretty impressive pedigree, having played in the Olympics, but neither of us had played in the NHL. And we were a couple of guys with law degrees who loved hockey, and I had coached at the University of Wisconsin, and he played in the Finnish League and had been the captain of the national team. So we had maybe a threshold of hockey pedigree that at least we knew a little bit, maybe enough to be dangerous, but certainly we had a foundation in the sport, you know, beyond your average Joe. And then we understood a little bit of the business side, but we had to scout. And our first group of players, were guys like Sammy Salo. I think he was the last guy taken. And Jarmo took him in Ottawa. Kimmo Timonen, who was a 12th round pick, Tim Thomas, John Madden, Brian Rafalski, who were undrafted. So we had to build our agency on scouting, but it was a little older back then. It was mostly you know, you talk to guys in their draft year. But it absolutely, it helped us, and that's how we really ran our agency up until the time I left, you know, 8 years ago.
Yeah, you mentioned Thomas and Rafalski on top of a couple of the Finns that you mentioned there, and that Finnish league obviously played a factor there for you. You go to the Columbus Blue Jackets. Scott Housel, as you know, was in Edmonton before he took the GM job in Columbus. We used to have Scott. People used to complain on Oilers Now that we had Scott on more than we had Steve Tambellini on at one time. Chris McFarland is a guy I've gotten to know well over the business. I think it's only a matter of time before he ends up being a GM. Is there something when you work on a, with all due respect to Columbus, they've been financially, I'll use the word prudent, does that allow you to grow and delve into lots of different areas? I don't mean to, you know, suggest that they're cheap in any way, but they're not a team that necessarily throws nickels around easily, you know what I'm saying? So there's an opportunity to grow and experience in lots of different roles within an organization.
No, I mean, I understand what you're trying to say, but I think that your focus is misplaced. I just think that in Columbus, they don't waste money, but they're more than willing to spend. And I think that we were aggressive and, you know, we were willing to and able to spend whatever was needed to be as good as we can be. We were just focused on, look, let's not be wasteful. Let's rethink every decision before we make it. And I'm not being coy. I'm being straight honest with you. It was great. And the thing that I think was great for me there was having Yarmo and JD, and having two people to help teach really, and share. And they're both very open. And kind with their criticism, so that you could learn from your mistakes, and very, very giving and forthcoming with advice.
Bill, the listeners to the show for the last decade plus would tell you there's been lots of times where I've tried to say stuff and haven't been very effective in getting to
Nebraska.
That I've tried to say things that haven't been very effective in delivering it the right way. So, all right, let's talk about this. So you get this opportunity with Florida, and there's something that you guys have done here, and I'm looking at Verhaeghe. I'm looking at Mason Marchment, maybe a little at Forsling as well. You've invested in some guys that have had to grind to get where they've gotten to, and you hit the home run with Carter Verhaeghe. The numbers speak for themselves. Paul Capizano's got Marchment. He's a pending UFA for you. You know, if he goes to market, there's going to be lots of teams in on him. Forsling's been really good as well in the back end for you. He's out tonight. But was that part of the process for you guys in terms of bringing in the right type of support players around the Barkovs and the Huberdeaux and the Ekblad? Or conversely, did you just get a little bit lucky in terms of how good offensively a guy like Verhaeghe's been?
Probably both, right? I think you take it situation by situation. If you would have said to me the day before we signed Verhaeghe that I think he was going to do this, you know, a little Pinocchio going on, if I would say, yeah, sure, absolutely. You know, we thought we had projections that he was going to be, you know, possibly be a pretty good forward, maybe middle six, to be honest with you. And he came in and he took off. He had been a scorer in the American League. The interesting thing about him was that the data folks and the analytics folks and the scouts all sort of meshed on the opinions. So it was a little bit of everything. And, hey, everybody forgets. Someone should give some credit to him because he does the work every single day.
You mentioned sorry, I cut you off there. Any thoughts on Mason Marchment? Because it looks like he's taking...
Yeah, and it's funny because Mason was a guy that when he was with the Marlies, actually, JD and I were scouting for Columbus, and they were playing in the big rink in Toronto. And I'm like, this guy's pretty good. And I get to Florida, and I remember, like, the first day of training camp, I had a conversation with Mason. I said, "You never met me. I'm the GM."
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pretty good. I saw you in I'm not sure if it was still Air Canada Center or not. Maybe it was Scotiabank. I'm not sure when the name changed. But you know what I'm saying. The big rink.
Yep.
And he's like, I remember that game. I said, you were awesome. I said, you're going to get every chance to do that. Everything. He goes, well, you know, I hope so. I said, don't worry about it. You are. Go in and have a great camp. And he did. And he earned it. And it's another guy. All these guys did it. They're the guys who did it. They earned it.
You guys also, you know, gave opportunities to guys in that age group as well, 23, 24, 25, ready to take the next step. You mentioned analytics. I actually had an extended conversation. The Panthers were in town the night of the Oilers 84-85 reunion, where they honored the greatest team in NHL history. And Vinny Viola happened to end up in the same suite as I did for that event. And so we had a conversation because the Panthers moved to heavy analytics, and then I think complemented by kind of a see 'em good perspective. So I always ask every general manager in the league when we're, you know, organizations are kind enough to have them on our show here, how much do you guys, you know, is it something that you do use, you don't necessarily want to talk about, or is it a reality and factor today in terms of evaluating players both at the pro level, and is it easier to do with the pros than it is to do maybe in terms of amateur scouting?
I use it every single day. I'm blessed to have a lot of individuals, but in particular, the gentleman who heads up the analytics department is a guy named Sonny Mehta, who's a brilliant man, and as smart as he is, he's that good a person. And he interacts and works well with everybody. And a little bit of the magic of Sonny is, I remember the first day he came, and in a lot of times there's friction between the data world, if you will, and then the old school scouts. Mm-hmm. And we sat him next to Rick Dudley at the table. Didn't say a word. And you know who Rick Dudley is, right?
Sure.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, let's see how this goes. By the end of the day, Dudley is calling him the Sun Dog. Come on, Sun Dog, let's go for a beer. And he just gets on famously with everybody because he has a wonderful ability to assimilate information in his brain, digest it, and then explain it to you in a simple manner that's not condescending, that's helpful and useful. And he's been great across the board in all areas of our franchise, and so are the folks who work for him. And so we've been able to... I don't want to use the word assimilate because he's already part of us. It's just like he's part of the fabric of what we do.
So it's
useful and helpful from scouting to coaching to development to forecasting.
Bill, for the Oilers fan base that's got a heavy blogosphere, Sonny Mehta was almost like the Kaiser Soze of the analytics community. That name was
up there. He gets his fair share of grief too. So
yeah, there were lots of guys out there that were hardcore analytics people that knew that he was going to be really good, and if I'm not mistaken, he might have been a bit of a card player as well, and maybe that's where
he's a professional gambler.
Yeah, and so there and people have mentioned this, Sonny, on and off on our airwaves for the last 10 to 12 years on the text line and that sort of thing. All right, so you use analytics. Sergei Bobrovsky, who Scott Housen initially brought into Columbus all those years ago from the Flyers, you had him with the Blue Jackets organization. 900, 906 the last 2 years, but a career 917. to me, that would indicate a likely bounce back was coming. Was that the thought process in your organization as well, that he'd get back to kind of, you know, it was inevitable that he would get back to kind of that 915 to 920 level?
Yeah, I mean, that's the simple answer for sure.
And what about Spencer Knight complimenting him and having sort of an older, you know, guy in, with Bobrovsky?
You hit it right on the head. I don't mean that, you know, to be to speak a few words, but that was exactly it. We have a talented young goalie who's mature beyond his years, an uber talented veteran who can serve as a mentor. They get along great, and we were just off and running.
Are there, because of the tax situation in the respective provinces and states, and you, of course, are a former agent, are there significant advantages to a couple of the Sun Belt markets? Specifically,
do I have to answer that question?
Yeah, we know there is. Okay. On that front, you've got Florida, really good team. Tampa Bay, two-time defending Stanley Cup champs. In order to become the champ, you got to beat the champ. And Carolina's right there as well. Bit of an arms race. I'm looking at your team. I mean, would you like to maybe upgrade the left side of your defense at some point?
I think what we do is, you know, night in and night out, we have to evaluate how we play. And if there's a move that we can make to improve ourselves, while we balance the costs to the future, you know, we'll look at anything and everything all the time.
Bill, we appreciate your time. Thank you for joining us here on Oilers Now, and continued success during the season.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. That is Bill Zito. He is the general manager of the Florida Panthers. And it's interesting, he focused a bit on the integration of the analytics community and the fact that, Rick Dudley, an old-school guy that used to run the Detroit Vipers back in the day, Ian Herbers, the head coach of the University of Alberta, is a bit of a disciple of Duds, and a guy that's an excellent talent evaluator over the years. And that they developed a chemistry, because sometimes there is a chasm that exists. You would have seen it in the movie Moneyball. You would have, for those of us that read the book all those years, 20 years ago now, about the relationship between Billy Beane and, needing to modernize how the Oakland A's did business, and the battle between the scouts. And it's important that the attitude that the people in analytics have, too, that they've got a sense of team as well. Panthers are in a good place, and they've hit the home run with some of their Marchment, Verhaeghe, Forsling. For me, those are the three guys. Forsling plays 21-10. Marchment is on the precipice of getting himself paid. So, too, is Verhaeghe. I didn't even have time to get into Bennett and Duclair, who have been terrific since going down to Sunrise as well. We'll take a quick timeout, come back with this day in Oilers history. It is currently 1:49 in Edmonton, and you're listening to Oilers Now. 1:53 in Edmonton. All right, let's get to a whole whack load of texts over the next minute and a half here. Cactus Jack says Bill Zito is a really good guest. Maybe not great dynamic radio, but a really interesting guest. Ron in Red Deer says, what an amazing interview. Scouting focused in analytics, great weather, financial advantages. I wonder how many players have no trace clause to Florida. How are we supposed to compete with that, says a texter. Jay in a tinfoil hat says, listening to Bill Zito is saddening or maddening. There's a GM that actually knows what he's doing. Wow. They've done some things in terms of who they've targeted. No question about it. And I'm going to throw, there's a guy out there right now. He's working for Colorado, and his name is Chris McFarland, and someone's going to hire him shortly. All right, cars cost less than Wetaskiwin. Brent Ridge Ford of Wetaskiwin, 10-time President's Award winners for customer satisfaction. Right now, the best way to get a vehicle is to custom order one. Discounts are available from both Brent Ridge Ford and the Ford Motor Company of Canada. on most custom orders. Get the exact equipment and colors you want. Reach out to Uncle Milt Rich, Johnny and the Gang, 1-877-477-3673, or visit BrentRidge.com. Royal Pizza, Pizza Past, and so much more. Edmonton owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 15 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. Staffer recommendation is Mediterranean chicken. Into this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. We've got a trip to Nashville. It is nonstop through Flair Airlines in April, so hopefully restrictions even in and out of Canada will likely be changed at that time. We've got over 70 people committed to going down to Nashville, Smash Vegas. It's going to be a kicker, only $1,750. We're going to go all the way back to 1982 and back in the 630 Ched studio to tell us about this day in Oilers history is Cody Jansen.
Wayne Gretzky scored three goals, added two assists to lead the Oilers to an 8-6 win over the visiting St. Louis Blues. He became the first player in league history to score 12 hat tricks before his 21st birthday.
This day in Oilers history brought to you by New West Travel. Looking for a great road trip, fly nonstop to Nashville with Flair Airlines and see the Oilers play for only $1,750. Call New West Travel or go online at newwesttravel.com. On tomorrow's show, courtesy of Mid-City Construction, Elliot Friedman as well for Friends of the Horses and Horse Racing Alberta Live Racing Saturdays at Century Mile at 1:15. Mark Spector, Sportsnet Spec. We will be back tonight, 5:30 pregame show in the City Ford Faceoff show with Reed Wilkins along with Rob Brown, Cam Moon with the call tonight. With me, and then Jack and Louie, Gene Principe over on the Sportsnet side. I'll join him for an intermission as well. Up next, the Global News Weather Traffic Update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge from 2 to 3, and then the 6:30 Chet Afternoons with Jaylen Nye. Talk to you at 5:30.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 6:30 Chet.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.